Wacken 2025 hier in der EMP Backstage Club Area und neben mir sitzt Sammy von Lost Society.
Hey yo, what's up? Make some noise!
Hey Sammy, great to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here. It's our second walk-in in the history of Lost Society, and I'm so excited. We're going to be playing in the evening today on the wet stage, and all of us have been waiting for this for the whole summer, so it's going to be good.
And what's your impression from the first show you played here?
It was incredible because, you know, I think it's fairly obvious to say that for any metal fan, but also for any metal artist or band, Wacken is seen as like the pinnacle of a metal festival. Ever since I've been a kid, I've watched documentaries, I've watched the videos, the DVDs from here, from my favorite bands, and finally getting to get on stage and see people actually show up and watch us was fucking mind-blowing. And the show was great, but this year it's obviously going to be much better.
Yeah,
right?
Hopefully.
It's going to be better. Hey!
I saw you in Bochum a couple of years ago, and you came on stage with so much energy, like you shot 6 or 10 Red Bulls in a row. Now, wow, he can't do it all show. Maybe 3 songs. But you nailed it. The whole show, like, yeah.
You know, the crazy thing, thank you, by the way, and I remember that show and I remember that tour because, as I told you a while ago, that was the first time we did headline shows around Europe, and they blew our minds. But you know, the thing with us is that I feel like it's not something conscious. It's like when we get up on stage, it's not like we decide, okay, now we have to do this and this and this and this, so the crowd thinks that we're into it. We just literally are so excited. We're so blessed to be able to do this. And we understand that it's literally our dream to get to do this. So even if we wanted to, we cannot stand still. We're going to have fun. And we want to make sure that the crowd is going to have a good time with us. We get so much energy from them, and I feel like they get a lot of energy from us. So it's a perfect combo.
Yeah. You started out as a thrash band, but then you evolved your sound with like modern metal influences. So what are the bands you like to listen to?
Honestly, for me, it goes, since I've been a kid, it's gone from genre to genre. And I know that a lot of people might say that, but I feel like that is the best way to explain it, because I do remember when I was about 7 years old, my big brother, he used to make me these mixtapes, and one of them started with a band called Iron Maiden and a song called The Prisoner. And for me, that's what sort of sparked up my love for heavy metal music, for metal music in general. But, you know, simultaneously, my big sister, we would listen to fucking Eminem and Backstreet Boys and Avril Lavigne and shit like that. And ever since that, you know, no one sort of planted the idea in my head that it's either or. For me, it was like, I love music. I love this. I love that. Why can't I listen to everything? And for me, you know, when we started playing music, we started out as a metal band. And I feel like in 2025, we are still a metal band. It's like all the subgenres and all the boxes that people wanna put us into. It's like, yeah, I understand. It makes it easier to find bands and shit like that. But for me, it's just about putting ourselves into the music and being authentic. And for me, you know, when I was 15 years old and I wrote a song from our first record, that's exactly what I wanted to do. But, you know, about 12 years later, putting in melodies, putting in, you know, more singing now that I'm able to sing and stuff like that. For me, it feels like the most normal thing and the sort of something that I expected from myself, that I want to challenge myself every time I make a record. And I feel like that's what keeps our minds fresh, and that's what will make sure that we continue doing this until we die, because we like to do whatever the fuck we want to do, and that's what we're doing now. Mm-hmm.
Your last record...
And I probably didn't answer a single question that you asked me. You asked me, what do I listen to?
But just some name dropping.
God damn, okay. I'll list you 3 bands or 3 artists that I listened to while we were getting in here. Number one, I was listening to the new Ghost record. I love Ghost, and I think the new record is great. I was listening to a lot of Lady Gaga because I love that. And last, I was listening to... let's see, I think I was listening to Nine Inch Nails because that's my fucking favorite band in the world.
Great band, for sure, yeah. And your last record was one of my favorite records in the year 2020.
Thank you.
But 2020 is like 3 years ago. So there's something coming up, I figure, huh?
There is a new record coming up. I can definitely confirm that. Is anyone excited about a new record? And by the way, shout out to everyone with the Lost Society shirts in the front row. I see you. Thank you. And yes, as I said, we've been writing and recording a new record for the better part of 3 years now. And we put out our first single for the new record. It's called Dead People Scare Me, But the Living Make Me Sick. And we are going to put out at least 2 more singles this year. And the record is dropping either right at the end of this year or at the beginning of next year.
Yeah. Great single. Just heard it. And is that the direction for the whole record?
No, it is not. I've told a lot of people, the best way I can explain it is that the new record, in many ways and in many senses, is a concept record. It tells a pretty... it tells a story from the start to the end, and Dead People Scare Me is a song that plays a crucial role in telling the whole story, but musically, it doesn't say everything. It doesn't tell you everything, because the one little snippet of information that I've been able to tell everyone that I can disclose is that 8 out of the 10 songs on the new record have a full string orchestra in them that we actually recorded in Germany near Berlin, and it's gonna be fucking hard to explain anything. That the closest thing that I've told people is that, you know, if we already we released our Kill 'Em All and our Ride the Lightning and our Master of Puppets, now we're gonna be releasing our Black album. And for so many people, it's like, oh, you know, fuck that, you know, you sold out. I've been listening to that for the last 10 years. But, you know, it's going to be the pinnacle of what Lost Society is at this point. And, you know, story-wise, I've said to so many people, it reminds me of what My Chemical Romance did with the Black Parade. Yeah. It, in many ways, obviously musically, not so much, but as for the story and how it all ties itself together, I'd say that that's what's going to be coming up.
I mean, string arrangements, that's kind of complicated. Do you do that your own, or who did this?
Sorry, what?
The string arrangements.
It was me and our co-producer and our co-writer and producer, Jonas Parkkonen. We wrote the whole record together, and basically at a very early stage, we decided that, you know, we want to take the string thing a bit further than what we did, because the last record had a song like Awake. The record before that had a song called Into Eternity that we worked together with Apocalyptica, so we had some cellos, and we wanted to basically just take it one further, and we wrote a lot of the string things. I'd say Jonas wrote 99% of it, and I was just beside him saying, I wanted to do this, I wanted to do that, and I wanted to do that. And together we wrote all of that. But, you know, it was a big challenge because neither of us had ever done that before. So it was definitely something brand new. And I think we envisioned something and we managed to get it into the record. And I'm very proud of it. And I cannot wait for people to hear it.
I noticed on your promo pictures, your bandmates were white and you were black.
Yes.
Does that mean you're the black sheep of the family?
Well, fucking look at me. No, I mean, I think it's the whole thought process behind that is that, you know, we have the guys and we have me in the band. We're all part of this big collective called Lost Society, and we all give it our, you know, our 100% every night on stage. But, you know, I think it is good to always have the sort of characters on stage, and the guys have their individual personas that are shown in the symbols and everything, and obviously the whole symbolics of everything is going to be brought much more when the record progresses and when the record comes out. But for myself, it's always I always look weirder than everyone else, and I wanted to sort of highlight that. And also the whole character of Sammy Albana is going to be progressing also as time goes forward. So it's like, because I always loved bands like Slipknot or bands like Ghost who have those stage personas, but then when they get off stage, they're a whole different person. And for us, I think the outfits and all of that, it kind of highlights that point. And I think it's going to be cool, you know, right now and also for the years to come, that we can always sort of not rebrand ourselves, but just take that whole character evolution further and further.
From other reactions I notice, I can definitely say that you're like a girl magnet.
What?
A girl magnet.
Fuck off. I'm not going to comment on that in any way. What I do is what I do.
Yeah. And I mean, your very specific style and outfit, and obviously you do take care about that. So are you vain?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. I mean, all that I do is just, I feel like it's a representation of what I like myself. And it's like, I never have thought consciously about that. It's like, just, I don't put on a role. It's not a role when I leave my house and I have to do this and this and I get the tattoos that look a certain way. It's just like, this is just what I like. And I love looking the way I do and doing the things I do. And I love, you know, I love music, I love being in a band, but I also love fashion. And I think that's often seen as somehow like a taboo, or like, it's like, if you play heavy metal, you're not allowed to do that or that. It's like, I feel like the heavy metal community is built on being free from the shackles that society puts onto you. That's why I love this whole thing. It's why I love heavy metal, it's why I love punk rock, and it's why I love pop music also, because it's just, it's sort of freeing you from all of the things that people expect you to do. But the amount of people that I meet somehow, or especially on social media, who are like, oh, you can't do this, or you sold out, you did this and this and this. It's like, you know, come on.
We are EMP and we do our job. And our job is bring the girl magnet to the girls. Thanks for being here, Sammy.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Ihr kennt das Spiel, wenn ihr Autogramm oder Selfies haben wollt, hier vorne, und benehmt euch bitte, ja?